Hello, everybody.
I'm kind of realizing that, like, you can see our entire bodies in the in the stream window, which is not what I intended. So let me fix that.
Well, the zoom is masking part of your bodies.
Yeah. All right. Let me just do that. Let me. Oh shoot. How do I do this? Let's see. Let's do this. Ah. It's like a little embarrassing. It's like, hey, well, you know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know where my keyboard is.
I'm comfortable with my body.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
I don't have a problem with, you know, seeing some shorts.
Yeah.
In your stream window, you know? I mean, let us celebrate our comfort.
Yeah, that's true. as you can see, my brother is here again. That's a yearly thing now. Yeah.
Every year about this time, I think.
Yep. And today is his birthday, just so everyone knows. Wow. If everyone in the chat wants to wish him a happy birthday, he is 44 years old today.
Yeah.
So we share a birthday week, but with a gap of a few years.
Yeah. But, I mean, the first year we played Dead Storm Pirates. The second year, or last year, we played Earth Defense Force, and this year we're going way back. We're going way back and playing some Gauntlet 4 co-op.
Wow, has it really been that long since Earth Defense Force?
Yeah, it's exactly this time last year.
Yeah. Probably almost the exact day last year, actually.
I think it would have been, what is it, like a day earlier or something?
Oh, yeah, it's always in the summer.
Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't really played this too much. It's four players. It's kind of it's considered a very, very good version of Gauntlet.
You've been really curious. You've been really interested in it for a long time. Because
yes.
Yeah.
It's
who made
it? It's M2's first game. You know, M2, who does, like, all the, like, the emulation gurus.
Except this is a port.
Yeah, and apparently they kind of...
Or kind of a remake, sort of, right?
Yeah, they apparently built it from memory, and then, you know, kind of compared it to the original. It's kind of a remake of the very first Gauntlet, and they built it from memory, as far as I know. So that's pretty cool. And, yeah, we're just going to be playing... Well, I mean, I guess you see all the programmers and everybody on the screen. Although, I guess it's not. You can't see it too much. But it has all the programmers. See? There he is. There's... you can't... Let me see if I can go to it here. See all the M2 people here. Okay, but, you know, we're, it's a very, very good game. And, it, you know, as you see, Bob Cornhole knows it's a good game. And it has a very good soundtrack. If I'm not mistaken, the music is done by Hitoshi Sakamoto, that did Final Fantasy Tactics, I believe.
And 12.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 12, Radiant Silver Gun.
Those are interesting characters on the.
I know. Like a title screen. I love that the guy's mustache.
Yeah, mustache and like. Like, I'm not sure if that's supposed to be, like, a super long mullet or, like,
So we're going to go ahead and get started. This game, it has a quest mode in it. I think we're going to play the quest mode. Let me know if the audio is okay, because it's really, really hot up here tonight, so we have the air conditioning on. And
I don't hear it on
And there's no game audio. Pump that. There is, I lost all my settings on my mixer. Apparently, my son just like turned all the dials in different directions when I was not looking. So hopefully, if everything sounds good, we'll see. So we're gonna play some two player. Oh, you use your real name this time. You can't just use Thor. This time.
Yeah. It defaulted to Thor last time. So,
what is your prior Gauntlet experience?
For me, it's just like the arcade version, like Gauntlet 2 is the one that I kind of remember the most. Mm-hmm. And I also have the kind of reboot, the Gauntlet Dark Legacy on the GameCube I have. Okay, good. So there's only a slight hum. It's just I have to have the fan on and the air conditioner, or else we're going to...
We've been playing this since the 80s.
Yeah.
In the arcade,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same with
the first one. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think I may have played the Lynx version a little bit, but I've never owned another version of it, except for, you know, the...
Is this sort of a rare game?
It's not rare, but it's not really expensive, but it's not cheap either. I mean, I think it might be like around $30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, okay. I guess we can't. I guess you're the warrior on the Valkyrie.
The Valkyrie.
It's a game or series, I guess, whichever way you want to put it. That, like, I've always wanted to play more of, but I've also kind of always been a little intimidated by it.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, welcome. Oh, can you change? Welcome. How about, oh, am I doing, oh, I see. Oh, you can upgrade your weapons and stuff. Welcome. I guess. So you can come back and buy stuff when you need to.
Yeah.
I see, like a loadout kind
of. I'll use the blast gun.
Alright. Well, I think you can't upgrade. It tells you can't, I don't think you can upgrade those. Things because you don't have the money, but that's pretty cool. There's like actually a story mode. You went to fire last time where you got stuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. We're gonna go.
No,
to
it was Earth. Okay.
I guess we're.
I got stuck on the Earth last time.
Adam was trying this out before, and kind of had a hard time. He got stuck in some place.
So did you?
Yeah.
How do you get stuck?
I don't. He was inside this thing right here, and he could not get out.
It was on a different floor than this, actually.
There, you know, it's very much. Almost feels like a shooter in some ways.
I could see that.
So you spent the weekend playing Owlboy.
I did. I sort of took the weekend off since it was. Was the weekend following my birthday, after all, and so I visited my parents and brought my Switch along and played Owlboy. And it was really good. I liked it a lot. Like, I don't really know how to describe, like, its sort of art style. It's like a mixture of a lot of things. Like, I'd almost say it's maybe sort of a Genesis-like color palette, but it makes me think a lot of like sprite-based PS1 games, like Legend of Mana or something like that. And of course, there's definitely a lot of Clear Zelda influence in there too. But I thought it was really good. One thing that was interesting about the Switch version was, you know, the scaling on the Switch gamepad is actually really nice. It's 2x almost all the time.
Oh, really?
But there's also a few points in the game where it zooms out really far, and it's like a perfect 1x.
Really?
Yeah, and it like the zooming transition is like not like ugly. Like it just kind of happens really seamlessly and looks.
You went in the door.
I did?
Yeah, the top door up there.
Oh.
I gotta get this key though.
I already left the level. I didn't realize I could do that. Can you go in there?
Yeah,
the music in this is pretty interesting. Oh, we went down a floor. Okay.
Yeah, I think we're starting on the top.
Yeah.
Does it sound like Sakimoto had a good handle on the Genesis sound chip or not?
Yeah, it's very moody, for sure.
Sakimoto, like, I feel like what sort of epitomizes his style is that he kind of has a lot of, it's like the very sharp sort of swings in tone, like, you know, it, like, all of a sudden, like, just gets, you know, it could be sort of a low calm part, and then just out of nowhere, just, like, goes, da-da-da-da, you know, some big, you know, bombastic something.
Yeah. That's all right. Thank you. You should play... Have you listened to the Radiant Silvergun soundtrack before?
Huh?
Have you listened to the Radiant Silvergun soundtrack before that he did?
No.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's cool hearing his music in a shooter.
Hmm.
How'd you get over there?
I took this there.
Oh. You gotta get that key.
I have a key, I think.
Oh, you do?
I do. And you've been working on the,
I need your key.
Okay. You've been working on the Retro Tink.
Yep.
Video.
Yep.
Yeah, you think it's
good? I kind of slowed, I hoped for it to be out this weekend. I thought it would be relatively easy to do so, but, like, sort of, like, just go Wednesday, I sort of, my wrist was kind of sore. And so I couldn't really get much work done, which has never really happened to me before. I've never had, like, anything like repetitive stress, like,
in my wrist or fingers. Or hold right when you go into it.
And I kind of don't think it necessarily was that. Like, I kind of suspect it was, like, I think I might have slept on my arm kind of funny.
Right, because you were...
Kind of what I think caused it, which I've actually kind of been in the market for a new bed for a while, so I'm going to get a new bed soon. I've just kind of been uncomfortably laying on my arms for a while now, and my bed is definitely past its prime, so... But anyway, yeah, so
wait, wait, did you get one or no?
No, not yet.
Okay, so you haven't decided on one yet.
I will be soon.
You can, there you go. I'd take all those guys out.
Yeah, the cartridge kind of does look like Golden Axe. It makes me think of it.
Yeah, right? The, just like that very... Yeah, go in there. You know, that very stereotypical guy in the loincloth. You know, and the Valkyrie in her, like, metal bra. It's very...
Yeah. There's actually a shot of the Golden Axe Genesis cartridge inside of Genesis in the
I think it's to go out back
to
the main area though.
Let's do that. Let's go back to the main area.
All right. If we can
do that, that's fine. Then we can start. I feel like we're jumping too far into it. If we can go back, we should start a fire. Or is there something we can buy some stuff?
I only have two.
Oh, there's stuff down here. Okay. So I feel like if we go down to...
Yeah, there's fire, water, and earth.
Okay. Yeah. So I feel like water's going to be the very... No?
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just... We're winging it. We're figuring it out as we go.
Just tell me.
We're doing
so why do you start on floor 10?
I don't know. I don't know why we kind of warp inside the... to different places too. I'm sure there's people that in the chat that can explain it. So I was thinking, like, we will be streaming next week. We won't be streaming the week after that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Where are you going? This way. Right, because we're going to be going to New York for a couple days, and then we're going to be at Retro World Expo.
Yeah, we'll be at Retro World during the stream time that week.
Yeah. But, you know, we kind of just made some plans today, so if you're in New York City on the 5th, of September, we're going to be having a meetup in New York City. with Bob from Retro RGB at the, I think it's at the iFix Arcade.
iFix Arcade
at Brooklyn Video Games. So everyone should come for that if you're in the area. Let's just stick that here. Let's put on here. Let's try that. I feel like there's something
coming
critical
to Canada. We're going to Canada in January for G Anime.
Yeah, although we haven't heard anything at all additional about it in a very long time.
I assume we're still going. I hope we're still going.
Yeah. I got a potion. But yeah, I mean, we haven't heard anything about it in a long time. So I'm not positive.
I'm just getting all the keys.
That's fine.
But right now we hope to be.
Yeah.
I need some of that delicious poutine. I'm really hoping that Corey is into the idea of I just discovered a few days ago that there are some go-go curry locations in New York City, and I might not survive if I go too much longer without having some more go-go curry. So we need to be near a go-go curry at some point while we're in New York.
I feel like we could probably... It's probably a place that has more authentic curry than... Maybe like, because is Go-Go Curry is like a chain? Is it a chain?
Well, it's Japanese. It was in Akihabara.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what we ate at in Akihabara.
Oh, is that Hapa. That's the one we sat down at?
Like, yeah. It's,
okay.
It's the real deal. Like, it is from like.
Okay.
Because
that was like that was it was
the
that was
north
amazing.
North coast of Japan is where it's from. Like they expanded to America and I looked on their website, the manager of the American chain is very much Japanese. It's the real deal.
Okay, well that's
it's what we had. It's exactly what we had.
I didn't realize that was
that is it.
Okay, well that's makes it a bit more appealing.
That, I mean, it would be very authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's driving me crazy that you can't get Japanese curry in America. Like, there's Japanese restaurants, but they don't have curry.
I feel like I barely understand what we're doing in this. I almost wonder if we should...
says, go-go curry is wonderful in Phi Dai? Is that some New York district that I don't know the lingo for?
It doesn't sound familiar at all.
FIDI?
Yeah.
Financial district.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would explain it, because I guess when I first moved there, I had temped down there in the area, like, a couple of times.
But apparently there's, like, something like six of them in New York City.
Okay.
But, and there's, like, there's one in Massachusetts, and otherwise they're all in Japan, I think. But he also says he has been to the ones in Tokyo and can confirm that it's the real deal.
Got it. I guess we're just going straight in there.
Have we played Hard Driving on the Sega Genesis?
Have we played it?
Have we played it? Well, I don't actually think I've played it, but
I've played it. I am a big proponent of that game. I like it. I'm like one of the very few people that like it.
Like legit likes
it. Yeah.
Are you sure you like it? You don't like ironically like it?
I think I definitely like it. But
okay.
But one of the main reasons I like it is because of the instant replay music, which is, I don't know, it cracks me up every time. But it runs really, really slow on a Genesis. But you know,
what are we doing here?
I don't know. We're just going down.
All the way down to the bottom, I guess.
You know, Russell. Russell asks, can we do a Micro Machines episode sometime? It's on Genesis, NES, SNES, and PS1 version is great too. You should petition Game Dave for a Micro Machines episode because I know he is a
Games. That could be a lot of fun. I think that, like, you know, since you're leaving your job in just a little bit over a month, I think you're going to see, like, a lot of random episodes from us and just things that we just feel like doing that week.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a little bit for us to ease into our groove.
Yeah.
Because there's a few priority episodes that we need to do, especially some of the documentary type stuff.
Yes.
Shot over the course of this year and need to really get rolling on now.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we're not going to be doing that kind of stuff all the time. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I know people want me to finally get rolling on the rare after Nintendo again. Were just saying, you know, you just got an Xbox One X and you were just like,
we should play
Dark Zero finally.
Yeah, let's do that. It's probably the same.
We're going to just play arcade mode because I feel like we don't understand what we're doing. We just rather start from level one and make
Okay.
We're confused by Gauntlet.
Oh, you press start, and you can press left or right to choose your... Yeah, press the C button.
Corey has been doing just freelance work on the side for a while now, but I've had, like, a regular day job, but I am officially, I guess, going full-time in the league, starting
October 1st.
Yeah.
We're gonna stream DuckTales Remastered then. Because it's five-year anniversary of the show.
Yep, the fifth anniversary of the launch of the first episode.
Yeah.
That was like a big plan and everything. We're like, let's start on October 1st.
Get those piles of bones.
Look at the bones!
But, you know, like I always like to be clear to people, you know, it's by no means that we're making like a ton of money.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my job.
It's enough to get by.
Come on.
It's just way too much. I just can't handle doing both anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially we're going for broke. With it, I guess. We're just going for it.
Yeah, just going for it.
Hey, you should hold on the button.
It's interesting how no matter what character you're playing, like the score and health is in the same spot on the sidebar.
And all their attacks are pretty much the same.
Yeah, they're all of them. They might all be the same. Basically. They just like look different.
The characters?
Yeah, but maybe not.
Who's Wizard and Valkyrie?
I'm Valkyrie, and Adam's the Wizard.
I don't like the Wizard.
I know you wanted to be the Elf, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know how he's
Wizard's kind of strong.
He's like
I don't think he has any armor. Actually.
Well, maybe he's. He's stronger in general. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. I have a lot of stuff I really want to
come up with a good sort of schedule over the course of this coming month.
And I think really
commit to adhering to it. Not really October 1st, this will kind of be celebrating, but really starting October 2nd. You know?
Yeah.
And
You have to put your whole initials in for real.
Okay.
You can press start. Maybe you have unlimited continues. Press up or down. Or press the A button, maybe.
I don't know.
C button.
Yeah, but it's a C button, but I don't know if you could choose a different character.
Awesome. It just seems like he's not far away.
Gotta get that food. I can't get there yet. But yes,
I'm also kind of trying to do some setup, or trying to conceive of some slight setup revamps that I think will be sort of conducive
for your mental health
to working. I think, yeah, I kind of want to like have like a dedicated editing monitor where, you know, it would, you know, it'd have an editing station. It'll, you know, it'll be in the same room, but it'll kind of be separate from, you know, to sit down and play.
Right. I think that's really important. I mean, I think that...
Well, that's what you've always done. I mean, I like, you know, editing on my TV, but, I've just got an itch to try something different, you know?
Yeah.
Now you've got the 2018 version of my TV now.
Yes, that's what we're playing on right now.
And yeah, you're playing through the OSSC, I assume.
Yep. Still 4X though. I kind of prefer 4X. I think just in general.
I mean, I don't really know why, but. I like 5X because it works. I mean, it's not, it doesn't cut anything off as long as you're playing
right.
In 1200p mode. But it's
either way, it's still like, I mean, it's.
Yeah, I mean,
still
it's pretty hard
I
to
am.
Tell the difference. I mean, honestly, in some of the comparisons I made for the 4K TV episode, just at a glance, it's pretty hard to tell the difference between. You know, 3X up through 5X. I mean, it's definitely sharper on 4X and 5X.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, you know, as long as you're above 480p, it's... But yeah, hopefully I can finish the episode by midweek.
Yeah. I mean,
That's my hope.
Because you want to try to work on this like a kind of a mini doc.
Yeah. I want to get like a little progress done on one of our mini docs, so we can maybe tease it at Retro World.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a screening of the Night Trap documentary. They asked us, you know, do you want to do a screening of the Night Trap documentary? You know, like with an audience, do a Q&A afterwards. You know, like. Of course we're gonna say yes, you know, like that's kind of fun. But we're also taking that opportunity to kind of show some, kind of reveal some of the things we've been working on. Maybe show some
what
clips.
We can.
Yeah.
Is it like a 2-hour block that we have?
Yes. I mean, I have no idea, like, if we'll take up that whole thing or what. I don't know how that just happened. But yeah, we have like a 2-hour block. Oh, he's getting you from behind. We have a 2-hour block. I don't know if we'll like use all that. I mean, I don't know if we're going to have enough people. I think we're going up for that portion. We're going up against RGT 85, and I think that most of the people will probably go to his panel.
Oh. He's got a panel. At
yeah,
the same
at
time.
That same time.
What time is it again?
Don't play those.
It's at 5 to 7, I think, on Friday.
And our main panel is on Sunday. Is that right?
No, our main panel is on Saturday. It's at 3:00, 3 to 4. So it's 3 to 4, and then we have an hour off, and then we do the screening. So it's like we're kind of busy for a little bit there. But I think that'll be pretty fun. I feel like if we get kind of bored of this, like I can find another time in this game for us to play. Something that might be a little bit more.
It's kind of repetitive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that is the point. I'm just saying, like, if we get bored with it,
it's kind of great. How many enemies can be on screen?
Yeah, right. That's always been like kind of a staple of Gauntlet. But yeah, so Saturday it'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. But we're actually heading up on Friday. I'm not sure if there's like a day zero where people are getting together on day zero. It's always fun. There we go.
Do we have anything else? We don't have anything else to do Friday other than
that. No. It's fun. I mean, so it's
the only... Are we renting a car? What are we doing?
No, we're taking the Metro North. We're taking the train up.
Is that not too expensive to get?
No, it's not.
To Connecticut?
Nope.
I mean, how far is it really anyway? I don't have much.
It's not super far. I mean, I don't know how long the train ride is going to be. I think I've only done it once, and that was like I had lived in New York like less than a year when I did it, so I can't even tell you how long it takes.
Like a couple hours?
Probably less. A couple hours, maybe an hour and a half. I mean, there's people that do it every day. They like work there. But I know you want to go to. You definitely want to go to the Nintendo World Store over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not out of the way, it's like a thing I ought to do.
Yes. I feel like it's important for you to do that.
I'm hoping that I'll be kind of in a position that... I'll need to spend like about a week of extra vacation.
Get my keys.
From work that I'll have left over, and you know, so I'm kind of hoping to kind of take a week off of MLIG during that time as well, and just like play a whole ton of Dragon Quest.
So you can get yeah.
In September. Because it actually comes out the day that we're going to New York, so...
Yeah. So you really want to get... I mean, I want to play it day one as well, but... We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when exactly I'll take that week to... I mean, I don't expect I can beat it in a week, but... I mean, you never know. I mean, if it's more like 9 Link... Or like the earlier games Link, you know, maybe I could do.
I mean, I...
Well, like, if it's more like 8 or 7 or 8, then obviously not.
I honestly, I know nothing about the game. I can't even tell you.
I know nothing either. Like, I don't know anything about the story. I don't know what the battle scenes look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen screenshots of some of the characters, but I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you anything either. And it's, like, I love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
There's not no one going into it. Oh, you gotta go. This music, it really does not sound like Genesis music. It's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's possible they use some sound samples.
Yeah, get that potion. But you can use, I think you can press C to use it. Or A maybe?
Can we try it? Can I just try it?
Yeah. Oh, that was your magic. Oh, it was.
Well, I did.
The potion was your magic, I guess.
What did you do?
Oh, there we go. This way. There we go. This way. Oh, that's fine.
You're okay? Yeah. Yeah. That's the way.
There's definitely something about generic fantasy, you know, kill a bunch of monsters sorts of games that intrigues me, but I'm always like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance is going to be what I really get into.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I got that
just like a trainer,
back in the spring, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Are you gonna? No, you should stream that. Like, that'd be a fun stream game.
Yeah, it would be for sure.
Oh,
it's like we streamed on the backloggery a bit of the inferior GameCube version.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Drum mistakenly thought it was three player because it's got three characters.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
It was only two player. So we weren't able to play it quite like we wanted to.
Is that for help?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoops. Sorry, you can come back in. I think that's unlimited continues.
Friendly fire is now enabled?
I guess they give you a little while to get used to it. Well, just hit the button, put all your initials in. You don't have to put them in, just hit like B a few times. Or C, there we go, now press start. Press start one. Oh, really?
Wait.
Oh, there you go. So let's press C button. Well, now you're him. Hey, you've gotten to be everyone that don't want to be.
I know. I'd rather be this guy. Strong.
Yeah.
The warrior.
So you played a bit of a gauntlet game on GameCube, you said?
Yeah, it's Dark Alliance is the one I have. Which I guess Dark is kind
Alliance,
of an expensive game.
Dark Alliance is Baldur's Gate.
That's, you're right. It's Dark Legacy, is I think is what
Yeah,
it's
I get them confused.
Yeah.
I played, it was either a GameCube one or an N64 one. I can't remember. I played a little bit of it. It was like, you know, again, it was kind of boring, but it was also kind of like, you know, there is something strangely interesting about generic fantasy warrior dudes bashing monsters.
Yeah. I mean, the Dark Legacy, you know, there's quite a bit more to it, I think, and maybe we should have maybe played that instead. We probably would have been more conducive to the chat, or the, just like the stream format, maybe. It's a little bit more modern.
Someone's saying also Dreamcast?
Yeah, I think that is. It is on the Dreamcast as well. I might have like the sequel to it. Like there was like the. I think I had the second one on the GameCube. Will you do me a favor and go to my. It doesn't even matter.
Go to what?
Go to my backloggery and look at my Genesis games and see what other like two-player games I have. I mean, this is fun, but I feel like we're gonna.
Yeah, I mean, Gauntlet would be a hard game to sustain for a whole stream.
Yeah.
Oh, you still gotta finish Dick Tracy on your backloggery. Didn't you finish Sonic Mania? Why don't you have that marked as B?
No, I'm on the last level. I just like.
Oh, I
got to the last level, and that's like.
Wow, you've got 95 Genesis games.
Do I really?
That's what it says. I don't know if like some of them might be compilations or anything. I don't think so. I mean, I think it's any 5 minute games. Okay, let's see. Those columns. You've got Contra Hardcore, but that would be pretty pop to hop on into.
Get that. It's hard to stop shooting the dick.
What about Dynamite Duke? Is that a?
It's not. I wish it was. I do want to stream that though. I think it's a pretty cool game.
I don't know what Eternal Champions is.
As a fighting game. We were originally going to play Gears of War 4. We started it the other night, but we weren't really feeling it. I mean, I think I'll play through it on my own, but it's just like really, I...
That was underwhelming.
Oh, here we
go. Oh, what about Ghostbusters two-player?
It's not.
Oh, that'd be a great two-player. You've always got Gunstar Heroes, of course.
See, like a lot of those fast action games, though, I'm not sure I hear things. It might be a little challenging for Adam.
Yeah, I'm not very good at that. I'm not good at games.
At all.
I'm not a very strong gamer.
Yeah, well. Did you finish Dead Space?
Yeah, just finished.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how far behind I am.
It is.
I'm like
the best
10 years
one.
Behind.
Yeah. But you liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was good. Pretty tense.
Yeah.
Tense gaming experience, but I liked it. I need to play something like less tense now. That was really good.
What about Rambo 3?
That is two players, but I've streamed that before.
What's Stormlord?
No, that's not a very good game.
Stormlord?
Not a very good game?
No.
Stormlord.
I don't think it's like even an officially licensed game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about Truxton? Is Truxton two players?
It's not. But I mean, I could always get the EverDrive out and play something too. I see someone mentioning.
What about Virtual Racing?
No.
Oh, you've got Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Oh, well, I feel that's very similar to this in a way.
It is similar. A little more, definitely more variety.
Yeah.
What about Zoom? I think Zoom has like the worst box art ever.
Yeah, it's up there.
Like, that character is just horrifying.
Not even gonna get the world treasure.
No.
Why does my health like keep going down even like I'm not getting hit?
Because that's just how it is. I mean, that's how Gauntlet's always been. Oh, World of...
Do you have any two-player 32X games?
Doubtful. What about Sega CD?
Sega.
I mean, I could always go for Final Fight CD, but I think I played that on stream before. But I'm not above playing that again. I could play the first Streets of Rage. Play the first Streets of Rage.
Oh yeah, that's always.
I mean, it's pretty. It's more simple. Like Adam might enjoy that a bit more than two. You want to play Streets of Rage?
I don't care.
I guess. The first Streets of Rage, like, you've got, like, your super attack.
Yeah.
What's Dark Wizard on the Sega CD?
It's a strategy game. It's a request for Altered Beast.
Is Altered Beast a player?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's two players simultaneous.
What was the second player look like?
Just like slightly darker skin. Maybe a different colored loincloth.
I think you should, like, jump in here and help me.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I went straight over there and ate that turkey. That full meal that was just sitting there. There's another one. Get that turkey. I mean, I have the first, but we can play Golden Axe. Always fun.
Golden Axe is always a fun.
Yeah. I love the first Golden Axe.
I just got it the other week.
Besides Revenge of Death Adder, I think that, like, Golden Axe 2 was such a disappointment. Oh, shoot.
I mean, what's wrong with it?
It just, like, feels really cheap. We could play Madden 92 against each other.
Okay.
I mean, I think Golden Axe or Streets of Rage 1 would be pretty solid. It's been a while since I've seen Streets of Rage 1. I always I always forget what it looks like because I'm so used to looking at Streets of Rage 2.
Yeah. I changed that. The copy I got at Too Many Games.
Yeah, I was really jealous that you got that because did you have it at all at that point?
Yeah.
See, I had a card only, and you're like, oh, it was like $20 in really nice shape, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, getting that box copy for $20. I'm like, oh, I wish I thought of that. I got a box for it a while back, though. The only Genesis game I have right now that I'm lacking an official box for is Hyperstone Heist.
All right. But you're first player, so you got to start. I'm good.
Better be Adam.
Yeah, you gotta be Adam. Oh, what? That can't be the default controls. Come on.
What?
Did you just press that?
Press A.
Yeah, A is
here.
Oh,
A's the super move.
Yeah, it's okay. I thought I hit B and I was like, wait a second. All
I think you get a special every
every level. Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Or every live.
Oops.
It is weird going back to the first Streets of Rage though, because the character sprites just look kind of just a bit smaller.
Yeah.
It's like overall very similar, but once you get used to looking at Streets of Rage 2 so much, it's like, oh, this is different.
Yeah, two is it's a pretty huge jump, I think. Just like the size of the characters.
I enjoyed both pretty equally, really, but like Streets of Rage 1, the difference was Drum and I were able to beat that like in a single stream night without much trouble. Streets of Rage 2 took us a while.
What about this one took you a single stream night? Or the third
one?
But third one.
That one only took one night as well. But the second one, it took us some work. My recommendation is for one player to take sort of the upper half of the walking area, and one the other player to take the bottom half. That sort of prevents you from getting in each other's way.
That's a good idea. You take the top half. I'll take the lower half. Lay some pipe. Yeah, I just think it's pretty impressive. Like, I think that the second one is a huge jump over this. Although, in some ways, like I actually like the soundtrack better in this one.
I'm not as familiar with the soundtrack in this one, but like this game, like I'd like to give it a quick replay someday. Like I think it's just. It's simpler and easier to get into.
Yeah. No, there's not a lot of strategy, but there's something fun about it, you know?
Like, this was one of the first... This was kind of like the first brawler that I kind of got into that wasn't like... Ninja Turtles or Beautiful Joe. You know, Beautiful Joe is like kind of so different, it's hard to like really compare to games like this. But
yeah, I do want to get Hyperstone Heist eventually. Do you feel like at Retro World there's anything you're kind of looking for?
Huh?
Is there anything you're kind of looking for at Retro World?
Nothing real specific. I mean, I just got Phantasy Star 3, which was kind of one of the things I'd been really needing. Something I've wanted to get ever since...
I did that.
Ever since the Wii Shop video is Bomberman Hero, and I just haven't run across it. I feel like I used to see it pretty often. It's not like an expensive game or anything.
Right.
I kind of also want to get Bomberman 64, but it's like, that's pretty common. And I feel like it's one of those games that you often see, you see all over the place, but kind of not in great condition.
Shogun Genius thing. Just tune in, looky here, you're playing one of the games on my top list of top games everyone likes but me. Well,
I mean, I feel like this game isn't talked about that much because Streets of Rage 2 is so much more popular.
Right. Well, you missed Gauntlet. I don't know if that ranks on your list or not. It's funny there's like that smoke bomb weapon in this. It really barely does anything.
Mm-hmm. I need to beat Fawfied CD.
What is that? Whoops.
I need to beat Fawfied CD.
Yeah,
we got kind of close, but we didn't finish.
It's tougher than you'd think.
Yeah, there's a track from it in the Retro Tink video.
Ah, the second level, right?
I think it's the subway.
Yeah, I love like.
I really like that.
Like the build up, and then when
it gets to this one, it like really hits it in this one part. Yeah, like super awesome.
Yeah, it's like it's probably my favorite part about that game is that track specifically. When it gets to like the middle of the track, and that's it's a pretty good version of it in like the arcade too. I think that's like the guy's theme music in, because he's in Street Fighter off of the boss of that stage. Sodom is a. In Street Fighter Alpha. I think that's his level music. A version of that. Maybe we can beat this.
This is probably not very long, is it?
I think it's 8 levels.
You know, the great thing about Streets of Rage is that it looks like a 90s throwback, except it was actually made in the 90s. It's so perfectly encapsulates all of the things that are so 90s that it just like it almost looks like it's trying to parody the 90s that it just isn't.
Sorry.
I keep on hitting the button.
I know, it's hard not to. It should be like up here.
For everyone that was excited to see me finish Rocket Knight, I meant to stream it this week, and I ended up beating it accidentally on like my practice run before I streamed it.
Oh, I didn't realize you weren't streaming it when you beat it.
I was doing a practice run that kind of just like refreshed my memory.
I can't believe you beat that game in only 3 attempts.
What an awesome game, though. It was...
So good, right?
Yes.
Like, definitely lives up to the hype.
Yes. 100%.
Like, you can see why I say it's
grab it.
It's like tied for my top Genesis.
With Contra?
Yeah. And really, the only reason I would say that it's tied is because Contra has co-op, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like if Contra didn't have co-op, it would probably give Rocket Knight the nudge to definitive best. But since Contra does have co-op, I kind of say they're equal. Rocket Knight's probably the best single player game.
Yeah. It's really, really good. But I was gonna stream it the night before, and then it turned out like there was a bat in my house out of nowhere.
Oh yeah.
And that was that. It was a pretty intense experience. We were like putting the kids to bed, and my son just saw it flying around. And my wife says, "Corey, look up. Look up." And you see it flying around in circles in the room. And the problem is, you know, like I was like down on the floor, the lights were off, but the fan was on. So it was like the pull chain was the only way to turn on the light. So the only way to reach pull chain is I had to like stand up and grab it.
Oh god.
I know it's stupid to think about, but
yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, so it was I stood up, was able to turn it on, and it was still flying around. I grabbed the pillow and I was like trying to just like hit it. And you know, I was kinda I was like simultaneously getting angry and just like kinda overcoming my fear. with it. I was like, come on! Come on! You know, just get a little closer.
Bring it!
Yeah. So I was... I just kept on missing him, though. Every time I swung, because I had, like... I didn't actually have, like, a good pillow. Like a pillow off the bed that's, like, kind of long. It was just, like a throw pillow. Like, a tiny little one that goes on a couch. And I couldn't hit it. So... It was an emotional roller coaster. And the thing is like it's not gonna do anything. I'm just like afraid it's gonna fly into me. Like I guess for people with hair, you know, I always think of that one shot from the Goonies when the bats come out of the tunnel and they're like in the one girl's hair. But like they're not gonna, it's not gonna get caught in my hair, obviously. I don't know. I think that's the reason, you know, like that, maybe that movie specifically is why I hate bats, like why they're so scary. But also, you know, I think about that, you know, like I hate bugs, I think a lot because of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. We probably have talked about that in the stream. Like, I just really hate that when they're caught in that room with all those big bugs when the ceiling's kind of coming down and she has to put her hand.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's the one, like, centipede, like, crawls, like, up her neck and, like, behind her hair. Did you ever watch that, that Final Fight fan-made movie?
Yeah, I sort of skipped around. I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was interesting.
Yeah, really well done.
It kind of weirds me out that the waves like are in front of your character.
I hit both buttons at the same time.
Didn't even help.
No. Yeah, I like how it rains for like a split second. But that's kind of a big difference between this and the second one. I like how the second one is not just like you're just moving straight across like a kind of repeating background the entire time.
Oh yeah, there's a little diagonal.
Yeah.
I mean, not a ton of that. Happens.
Jason Johnson, he paid $3,500 to have them removed from his home. How many did you have?
I don't know if I've told the story on this stream before, but several years ago at work, my office was in an auditorium, and there were so many bats. It happened at one point. At one point, one flew into my boss's office. Then I saw it fly into my office one time. And maintenance sort of started investigating. And what they did was they turned off all the lights in the auditorium.
They just kick you.
Yeah. And when they did that, the bats started flying low. Like, you couldn't really see them when the lights were on. They were hiding, I guess. But turn out all the lights, then they would, like, shine flashlights up at the ceiling, and there was probably at least 50 just It's going all around. It was kind of a situation for like 2 weeks. Getting them cleared out.
I see X Machina Gamma is asking how he gets the Amleck badge, and that's by becoming a sponsor, or I don't know if they're called sponsorships anymore. We don't have the join feature, but I think if you like become a member or something like that, I don't know how it like works on YouTube. So we haven't had the feature completely enabled yet. I think on the I don't know how to do it. It's like you got to become like a sponsor or something like that, and that's when it puts next to your name.
Speaking of the Imlig badge, we kind of expect to have
tomorrow
available for giving away retro.
Yeah, we got some die cut stickers of our logo. Finally, something we've been thinking about for a long time. Because especially since
the beginning, we just never did it.
Since the very beginning, and because the idea that our logo is like a sticker.
It's supposed to be a sticker.
Yeah.
But it has never been an actual sticker until now.
Whoops.
When are those supposed to be delivered?
When are they supposed to get here?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Yeah. No. They're expensive. They're $85. But yeah, we'll be giving them out at Retro World, and not all of them. I mean, we'll bring an amount of them, then we'll hang on to the rest, and I don't know what we're gonna do with them. But if we really like how they look, then I think we'll probably just like get a whole bunch made for the future, or get them made every time we have like a convention or something like that. I definitely want to put them on my my hard case for the lights for when we travel.
PVM.
Yeah, and also on my PVM. So yeah, I mean, should be cool. Oh no! Oh, that's okay. If he throws you, if you hold up and C, he'll land on your feet. But yeah, I mean, I'll tweet a picture of like how they look tomorrow. So I'm kind of excited to see.
Yeah.
Got them from Sticker Mule. I saw the Classic Gaming Quarterly ordered his own as well.
Oh.
So the thing to do is order stickers, I guess. PVM alternatives episode. Maybe. I mean,
I want to do like an episode sometime, like kind of looking at the viability of finagling like a computer CRT into being a PVM alternative. You know, for like scanline generator and
something
like that.
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal episode or anything, but it's something I need to have more equipment for testing.
Right, you want that turkey? You want that roast?
Street roast.
Yeah.
Inside
a barrel. All right, cone.
Consider doing our live streams on Twitch. The fact of the matter is, we don't crush it on Twitch like you suggest there. We get a lot more viewers on YouTube. That's why we stream on YouTube, because you know it's where our audience is, and they get the notifications, and we don't really get much views on Twitch. However, we do more casual. I mean, not that these aren't casual streams, but we do more just like random, like, I feel like streaming streams, like not very often, but we'll hopefully start doing it a little more often. We do it on Twitch, but it's like, it might just be Corey, it might just be me, you know, it might be kind of boring, but we just feel like streaming anyway, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So this is more like a, you know, a scheduled weekly be there, be square sort of deal, you know? Whereas the Twitch is more just random, you like streaming, you know, nothing too serious. But, you know, hey, if we did build up more of a Twitch audience, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think we will be.
Not a priority. But definitely our main streams we intend to keep on YouTube, because that's where people want to watch us, because our content's on YouTube. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. You know, it's... I think that we will be streaming more on Twitch, just at like not like any time that's not Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, basically. Unless it's like a special stream, like for example, we want to stream on October 1st because it's the 5-year IMLIG birthday anniversary thing.
Right.
So. You know, we'll do a bonus stream, you know, that.
And I did talk to, like, if we stream during the day on Twitch, you know, just like as a casual stream, I did talk to John, and he said, just let me know. It's like perfect time for him to be able to do that. And he'd basically do it all the time if he wanted to. And it's just a way, he almost, when I was gonna do Rocket Knight, I asked him if he'd do it, and he's like, you know, I can stream, but I have to go pick someone up, like a friend who's coming into town in like 30 minutes, so he didn't have enough time. That's outside. Ew. This is my favorite music track in the game, this level. But if we're, you know, if I was doing like lunchtime streams for like I kind of mentioned, I just wanted to see if the car was on the boat, and it is. Like, why wouldn't it be? But like if I was doing like lunchtime streams, I think it'd just be fun to kind of work my way through a game, like over the course of a week or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like find like a 10-hour game, even if it's like a story-based game.
Yeah, or just like a game where it takes like, you know, maybe 30 minutes to an hour to do an attempt of it.
Right.
And, you know, just do one a day until you get it.
Yeah. It is funny that the cars are just like on the boat here, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what that noise is like. It sounds like... hammering outside for some reason. Well, I didn't realize it doesn't show you the only health bar shows you of the enemies is the bosses in this one. Our thoughts on Billy Mitchell's live stream. Breaking his Donkey Kong high score. That's right, he was able to do it. But didn't he, like, stop, like, as soon as he broke it? Like, he could have kept on going.
I think about it. I haven't paid a bit of attention to that.
Well, you know that he had all of his records removed, right?
Right. I mean,
But then he, like, did it. Like, he streamed himself doing it, like, for real. Like, he actually...
I don't really have a lot of stock in that whole scene.
So yeah, I don't
so much
either.
Attention. I don't really care.
Yeah. I don't think too much about it. I don't know. Like I've definitely felt in recent months like less and less interested in like just like the topic of the day, video game news. I guess.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
And very rarely do I kind of get like, oh, that's right. Like I'm kind of get excited by something. What was it that I saw recently? Like I guess like the Retrobit controllers. I think that's pretty cool. Like that kind of got me excited. Did you see what those look like at all? Like the Retrobit Genesis and Saturn controllers.
You sent me the link, but I think I forgot to click it.
Well, what I think is pretty cool is that the Saturn one also has an analog controller on it. Has analog sticks on it. There is a version of the Genesis that has analog sticks on it as well for some reason. But I think it's especially relevant for Saturn because of like Knights and stuff. They use the actual analog controller.
Look at
Eat it. What? I don't know what the deal is with that noise. Elven warrior. Oh, we got him. Look at him. You can't get out. Get him. Oh, he got away. Yeah.
Suplex him.
Yeah, Shogun Gino's talking about the bad voice compression in like the Streets of Rage games, and like I get it, I definitely get it. But it's interesting to me because I think about the early in the Genesis's life, like voices sounded so good. Like if you listen to Space Harrier 2, the voice in that is incredible. Because
you'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
What did I say? I just said something that it looks like I said Space Harrier 2.
So
I guess
you said voices are incredible.
Yeah, well, so it looks like Siri picked up on my phone and said, "Hey Siri," to the voice and that is incredible.
Space Harrier. Yeah.
I don't know how that even works out, but
sorry.
Get off me.
It was boss.
But yes, Space Harrier 2, that's just a palette swap with me. Mm-hmm. Use your attack, your super attack.
The super attack? In the car on the loop?
Yeah, there's definitely a worse voice than in these games, for sure. But it's just something I've always noticed. I felt like as the life of the Genesis went on, I feel like it got, like games just sounded worse and worse. Like music in games got worse. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Like the Rise from Your Grave in Altered Beast, I think it sounds pretty good. But if you compare it to the arcade version, it's very, it's much, much worse than the arcade version. But I remember being impressed by it back in the day. You know, this level is just from the game because they said, oh, we gotta put a factory level in because that was what was cut out of the Super NES version of the Final Fight.
Oh.
You know, the day I got this game was the last time. It was the last time I got stung by a bee. I don't know. Cause I just remember getting. The bee stung me in the lip.
I can't remember that.
I hate the factory level in Final Fight.
It's
kind of the worst. Really, Frank Strasser thinks Streets of Rage 2 is easier than 1. I definitely disagree.
There's 10 levels?
I think there's 8, probably. We're on 6, I think. Teamwork stuff in this, even though it's not exactly the easiest thing to use. This doesn't make a lot of sense. This just pulls up in the factory.
Yeah.
How far do we get in Gauntlet? Not super far. I don't know how long it actually is. They're breathing fire, for crying out loud. They didn't have to drink anything to do it. They just do it.
There's like a few frames of animation of them like opening their mouth before the fire comes out.
Yeah, eat that. You managed to get hit by that thing.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I did it though. Got special skills in this.
I hate the guys that just run in straight lines with the knives. The
yeah. I do appreciate the fact that. That Bob Cornhole has been in the chat the entire night so far.
Do you have any arcade platformer adventure titles for two players? The only one that I really know of that I would like define as a platformer is like Blue's Journey. Like, can you think of any like platformer, two-player platformers for arcade?
If I looked at my list or as I go in there and look, I could probably find some.
I mean, I feel like there's not a lot of arcade games that I would define as a
Is there any specific ones you had in mind, Bradley?
Oh, well, someone's just asking, like, if we know
any. Oh, if we just know of any?
So Blue's Journey is the only one I can really think of. I mean, that's the idea, but that's still on him.
Alex Kidd and Lost Stars. I do not have the second Alex Kidd. I wish I did. I think I'm not a huge fan of the game, but it's something I feel like I should have.
Yeah, Monster Lair is not. Well, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, but like Monster Land, like, I mean, that's only one planet.
Right. Some 13-hour shifts. Thanks for watching, A. Since the beginning. Or for a few years. We've been streaming for a long time. We gotta be closing out on stream number 200 here pretty soon.
Oh wow. Stream 200? That almost doesn't even make sense.
Well, I mean,
how could it be that many? I mean, if you consider that we mostly only stream on Sundays, like, that's more than half of the days of a year. Like, how have we been streaming enough years to have done that?
Well, it's, it's crazy we've been doing the show for almost five years. And I was talking to my wife. I said, you know, I can't believe, like, we've been doing this for 5 years. It doesn't feel like it. And she's like, it does to me. So.
And to think it all started with you whispering into your microphone at a New York City apartment.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Corey. Do you ever think about what the most important game is to you? That game would be Phantasy Star.
And the mix is off, is so bad on that when you watch it now. Not like on anything on this channel, but like on the other, on the Snack Bar Games channel where I first did that. The music is so loud, like my voice gets really drowned out. I see Classic Gaming Quarterly is here. It's not Gauntlet 4, we played it a little bit earlier and then we switched over to Streets of Rage 1, obviously. And this is my brother, who is visiting from Florida. And it's his birthday. We're fighting these guys again.
Wait. I don't want to fight these guys again. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Don't have one?
Well, I don't understand why. Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. I thought you did.
Okay, I just do it.
CGQ, we were just talking about your stickers earlier.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Why not?
Round 6.
I'm watching always talking about them CGQ stickers.
Yeah. See, Mellow Gaming mentions the Shovel Knight How to Beat. We need to. I feel like we need to do a one last How to Beat someday.
Mmm.
We were just talking about how awesome like having stickers are, and they said that, you know, you got some stickers and we got some stickers. I thought that guy was gonna do a backflip off that. So just
you know what actually might be kind of funny would be if we did like a series of live stream 5-year celebrations, like we played Castle of Illusion, the 3D Castle of Illusion, like on the 5-year anniversary of that release. And 5-year anniversary of
because we didn't stream for that first year.
Yeah. So it might be fun just to stream some of those games.
Just throwing them off.
How to beat Bloodstained Curse of the Moon. That, I mean, like, it might be kind of cool to just do it on the real Bloodstained. Like the full blood stain. That's like actually kind of a perfect game for it if we were to do it.
Oh! I think it just saved me from getting thrown off the edge though. It is pretty cool that it goes down and then up.
At least the car's not on the elevator.
Yeah. About overthinking the world of some of these games, like doing Jones to those movie group channels. Like the like CinemaSins type stuff, where just they pick out stuff that doesn't matter at all. Like it's just like, hey, it's a movie most of the time. Get off me! I don't know why there's not a join button on the channel. I mean, I don't know how to do it. Like how
join button on the channel.
Yeah, the sponsorship button has changed to become like the join button. Shoot, I just did that. But I don't know how to do it. It's like it's like sponsorship or something like that. I don't know how to do it. Maybe that's why we only have four sponsors. We don't actually know how to do it. Oh, there is a join button on YouTube Gaming. If you go to YouTube Gaming.
Oh, maybe we should be using that link instead of the regular one.
Yeah, then. It's true. Oh, there we go. Ex Machina Gamma has become a new member. Thank you.
Oh, alright.
Now you get the badge.
Yeah, one small thing I'll spoil for the RetroTink video is that I can't really see anything on your stream here, but bill bars are considerably less visible on RetroTink. And the OSSC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see them pretty. There's no boss in this level.
We just go up the elevator. the elevator was the boss.
Oh.
Yes. Can you see the jail bars fairly clearly on
your
screen?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can.
It's just hard to tell on the stream, but yeah, I mean, it's. The RetroTink is a little noisier and a little softer, but you know, it has some perks like that.
I'm sorry.
I overall like the RetroTink. I mean, I would not choose to use it over the OSSC for component, but you know, it's overall a pretty good device.
It's so much of an easier way for us to do composite and S video.
Yeah, composite S video is definitely going to be the ultimate capture method for us for sure. But for someone who doesn't have a good method for playing component, I mean, I think it's a great option. You know.
I did not do the jailbar fix because I don't want to lose composite video output. I know there is boards on the way that will fix it and also maintain those things.
So isn't that game pretty close to ready?
I think so, yeah. I could buy another Genesis, yes. I need to get... I do want to get a Mega Amp in my main Genesis as well. In the Sega Genesis compilations episode, when I did the comparison between Phantasy Star 3 music, Joe Redifer was like, dude, you gotta get those caps fixed on your sound because they're having a hard time. Like they're definitely dying.
Wait, caps fixed on what?
For my Genesis sound output.
Like is your Genesis sound kind
of
bad?
Like it's like it doesn't sound great in that part. Like it sounds, I guess it's kind of wrong. I need to get that. Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
I thought you had your Genesis recapped.
I did, but it was not completely recapped. But I do need to, I do want to get like a Mega Amp in it in my childhood Genesis. Preamp fixed. Oh, I think that's what Joe said, like my preamp was messed up. But I might have a VA2. I actually don't know what I have. I think I've been told before, but I have forgotten since.
Is this the last level that you're on?
Yes, I think so, yeah. You know, because all the... All the palette swapped. Characters, bosses are coming out. Doesn't need a Mega Amp, it needs just the preamp. Excellent. But I need to get that done. For sure.
Yeah, I definitely, when all that stuff is ready, I wanna get my Genesis and
Yeah,
I don't really have my Master System properly hooked up right now. Like, I've got out, but I play them on my Genesis because I don't have a proper Master System RGB cable. I mean, I can just plug in the Genesis cable, but, you know, it's not really optimized for Master System.
Right.
And the Master System, I think, has a lot of jail bars, so...
My Master System video output is really dark for some reason. So I need to get that fixed. I'm actually not using my childhood Master System right now.
Oh,
it's not hooked up because you know how I sent you those screen captures, like the image on on my childhood Master System was really dark.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure if that was just like your model or if there's something wrong.
Yeah, I think it's like there's like it can be fixed, but I don't have it hooked up right now because it just doesn't. If I'm gonna capture a Master System game, I don't want to capture from that.
I forgot how you don't have the.
Oh, yeah, they don't give it to you.
This?
Yeah, we have no cop car.
Because we're inside the building?
Yeah. It'd be funny if the cop car was usable in here.
And the bad guy is, like, top four.
Yeah. Like, why are you even going through and... might just plow through in your car. Cheesing it. Looks like Ace, is that what you're talking about? Where I talked about where I said the because I have like a launch window master system, so the video is really dark.
Guys.
Oh, is that your last continue? I mean, do you have any continues left? Oh yeah, you got one. But the one I got recently is from my last continue too. We gotta do it.
Get past these guys here.
Why are these guys so hard? Gotta get on top of them once they fall down.
Yeah.
Come on, give us some food.
Green down there, or something.
She's got an eye patch too. We might not beat this.
It's gonna be close. But I mean, you're playing on default difficulty, right?
Right.
Setting, so I mean, they've gotten this close, that's still quite good. I do remember now how nerve-wracking the last level was when I was in the cop car.
These guys are cool too.
Gauntlets of rage.
Ooh, do you think that door's gonna be it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a... Come on.
Play all the bosses again.
I think I'm gonna be taking on the boss by myself. Or maybe not. We might not make it. I thought we had plenty of lives and continues left for it.
The last level will be rough on you, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Like, we don't have a chance. Like, there's no way we can beat the last boss with this.
Is it pretty hard?
I don't remember.
He's got, like, a machine gun that's kind of troublesome, I think. You can do it. You can do it.
No, we can't. There's no way.
Get past these?
Yeah, we're not gonna get past these ladies. Apparently it's like,
oh, these are these the clones?
Yeah.
So I was like, why are they so tough?
I'm just jumping and kicking.
Game over.
Same time.
Oh, is there's no zeroth life?
We didn't give it, even get in the
there's
room.
There's no zeroth life.
Oh.
We didn't get in the room.
Bomber. Yeah. That was a good run, though.
It was a good run.
Let's play again.
I wonder if... see if I can find something else. Just to, like, just close out the...
last 10 minutes.
Well, I mean... yeah, a little bit more.
Or so.
10 minutes.
But... or so.
Let me see what else there is.
You gonna play? Oh no.
Let's do Buffalo against Buffalo.
Are you capturing this on the PEX HD cap or the
This is the PEX HD cap.
This is when Buffalo was good though.
Yeah, this is like when they were...
you just gotta be Thurman Thomas, you can just like go around like run the entire field for whichever time.
Yeah, Buffalo, Buffalo. Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Think about what?
I didn't even think about the Madden aspect of it.
The Madden aspect?
You haven't been following the...
oh, the... yeah, I did hear that, yeah.
Should I switch it out for something else? Yeah.
I don't know.
Am I not playing? Are we not playing?
I think we are. I was just controlling it.
I know, but I don't think I'm playing. I don't think I'm playing. There's never been a sports game played on this stream before, until...
oh, there probably has. You've probably played Madden 92 before.
Okay, so I think we gotta go start, and then you choose.
I just start.
No, hang on.
I think I'm player one. Right?
Oh. Maybe it's in the options. How do you even?
There's some sort of sync drop.
Yeah, I'd noticed that before too. Hit start.
This could be a good example of...
I don't understand. How the heck do you play two players? Oh, yeah, the dither and the...
Are we not playing two players?
Do I even sports game? I thought I could, like, select it. How do I...
he doesn't sports game.
I barely do. This is like... hey, I did another Genesis football game. Okay.
Try to start?
Well, I don't... Oh, there we go. Two head-to-head. You know what?
You should play games.
You know, it'll be obvious since I... oh, no. Let's try that. There is a weird sync problem with this, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, the viewers are just, like, dropping like crazy with it. Like, oh, it's Madden.
No, not really. I mean, we've been holding over 200.
It's the last 10 minutes.
Okay. Like, it's just like, there we go. I don't know if...
I'm the white, I think.
No, you're...
They're drop sync again.
Oh, no. I know, it comes back, though.
Is it dropping sync on the TV, too?
Yeah. Rocket Knight does that, too.
What?
During the Konami logo pop up at the beginning, it drops sync for a second.
Oh, okay. But at least it's not during the game.
Let's see.
You're supposed to toss it down. Thomas is like super fast in this game. You can't even like catch him. Like, I think Thurman Thomas is like the fastest player in the whole game, actually. First down.
This has got one of the weird EA cartridge shapes, doesn't it? I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, they...
Are all EA games on the Genesis like that?
Get him! It comes up on the window up there. I think you press C, and it brings up the stuff. It's been a long time since I played it, too.
What is Giovanni playing? Red!
Hot! Ooh. Ooh, I love the voices in it. I guess... It is, quintessential EA sound effects in this.
How, do you know anything about the Super Nintendo version of this same year? Is it all similar?
Yeah, it's not as good on the Super Nintendo. But this is by far the best game in the series.
It's also the last one we played, though.
Yeah, it's like the last one I never really played. Oh. Get him! On the new Madden 18, I don't know. I couldn't tell you a single thing about it. Like I said, this is the last Madden that I've... Come on! Oh! He like caught it in the air.
I do think the perspective trick on this is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it, EA, like with this and like Road Rash, the way they kind of did like scaling and stuff, like has always looked pretty good.
You know, as much as I like Mode 7, I really do have like a soft spot for like first game line shift effect.
Zit.
Which is something I don't think I really understood until talking to like Kevtris and John.
That one is it.
About the scan lines?
Yeah, like how you could like move, like you could move like a single image, like each scan line, you can move it a certain amount to like create artificial multi extra layer parallax and stuff like that. It's like, it's one layer as far as the system's concerned, but you can like shift each line to make it look like additional layers.
There he is. Look at that awesome picture of Madden up there in the corner. John Madden.
It's like,
growing up, we had a friend who like kind of looked a lot like John, like a young version of John Madden.
Yeah.
It was Ewoks.
Oh!
Are you a punt?
No. Whoops. How do I... almost bad. First down. Like, even the voices in this are pretty good, too. How about an episode on all the video game magazines that were ever published, and which one is the best written episode of the... Well... There might be some magazine stuff coming up. that we might be able to show a little bit of at Retro World Expo.
Yeah. Might be something like that.
Oh! No, come on! Come on.
You have to punt now.
Never.
You'll have to, but you should.
I gotta be honest, I have no idea what's going on.
I know, I just randomly picked the stuff. It's like,
all right, you're gonna go for it.
It's always the Hail Mary you get to go for.
Come on, it's fourth down.
CGQ is letting the people know that you won one CC gauntlet in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, just way to set too the easy. Record straight. Thanks for letting the newcomers know.
I mean, I can't imagine like how disappointing it must be to think like, oh, I'm gonna go watch some gauntlet and it's Madden. Yeah.
Madden's fun.
I had that.
You think you had it. Oh, no.
Here, watch the dance.
I'm just so rough with everything, man.
Sorry, we played a little bit at the beginning. But you can press C to catch the ball or just, like, be there. You know, you just put your hands up. But, yeah, we didn't play it for a super long time, unfortunately.
It was getting boring.
Well, maybe 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, about 40 minutes. And almost a complete playthrough of Streets of Rage.
And now Madden.
Now we're playing that Madden.
Why did I just die there? I didn't mean to.
First down! First down!
Potbelly Punch is standing up for the Madden 93 title screen music.
See, I think I love the title screen music in this one. Come on.
I'm sure there's a way to like, speed up to it. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. You know, that's how you can tell I play too much Blitz. I played too much Blitz. This place kind of attack you when you're down after the play is over.
Is Blitz still around at all? I don't think so, is it?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I meant Blitz. I don't think there's been a new one in a long time. I think there was one on PS3 and 360.
Yeah, I feel like it's not been in the too far flung past.
I feel like you get in trouble for that these days.
Yeah, you do.
Right hand actually. Doing like handstands and stuff and walking around.
Actually, you do.
Blitz is probably never coming back because of the concussions. I did think that the new version of NBA Jam was pretty good. At least the On Fire edition was pretty good.
Oops.
First down. Oh, come on.
There you go. I didn't let you get that.
I remember, my whole story about how I used to get a few games for that website I wrote for, in the N64 and PS1 days. I'm pretty sure for some reason I got sent a Blitz game, which I don't think I was under any obligation to review it, which obviously, I mean, I couldn't review it. I don't know the first thing about it. But again, like I've always said, like you could trade even if a game was brand spanking new, you almost always got $30. So I mean, that was good funding for some, PS1 or Super Nintendo
really
RPGs or something, you know?
Yeah. Are we still in the first quarter?
No, yeah. No, it's the second quarter. It's 5 and a quarter, isn't it?
Yeah. Look at that crowd shot.
Mm-hmm.
First down!
It took me a long time to really figure this game out. But I guess, 92 was the time when I was, actually, really into football.
Because Buffalo was good then?
Yeah, because Buffalo was good then.
Oh, come on.
I didn't really grow up watching football at that point. Until, around this time. Oh, come on.
Get up.
All the strategies and routes and paths and formations and stuff, I was completely lost on there.
Yeah, I mean, I can't look at the plays and say, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. See, can we try to get injured?
So, remember,
you got to do, it's like, go back for a pass, and it's like, run towards me as I tackle you. Okay? Really just run. Oh, maybe you have to hit A to dive. Maybe you have to dive into me.
Alright.
We're going to try and do an intentional injury here. It's okay. So I'm pretty sure if you dive into me when I dive into you, it'll work. Oh!
Where'd that all happen?
Get it.
25 minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah, it worked. Thanks, Corey.
Well, listen. If it doesn't work this time, then I'll let you, I'll make sure that you, run all the way.
Okay.
I feel like we just need to have an injury. Come on. Oh! But we'll try it with me then, too.
Okay.
I think everyone here, including Try, wants to see a injury.
I mean, it's the only thing I know about this game. How can I get VGA out of Analog NT Mini? I don't think you can get just there is an RGB HV output option, but I don't think it's meant for connecting to a standard VGA port.
We got a $5 Canadian donation. Looks like if you look at the chat there.
Thank you. Yay, classic Madden, not the modern mess of Madden nowadays. Who is that next to Corey? That is Corey's brother, Adam.
Who's Adam?
He is visiting from Florida. It's his birthday. Can we try to do one more injury? You dive right into me. All right,
we'll try. I don't know if I did a pass. It's not working.
Ugh.
Maybe I'll just try playing.
Maybe.
Try playing a game here. Maybe not. I still don't know which ones, which Buffalo is Buffalo.
I'm old enough to remember arcades. Yes, of course.
I've heard lately about some PC monitors. I'm not sure if it's VGA or LCD or what, but I have heard of some that accept 15 kilohertz, but I don't know how widespread it is.
Okay, let's try to... You run and dive into me, okay?
Alright. Okay,
like, I'll go way back, and we just, like, dive directly head-on into each other.
Okay, I'll get the outside guy here.
Yeah. Oh, here we go! Oh, no, come on!
No, there's no guys in the way. He just like crashes. It like runs away.
I was too far. Let's see if we can do it again. Okay. Right. Everybody skip both of everybody.
I mean, it's still. I'm still happy it showed up.
Let's try to injure everybody on the team.
Right? Yeah, let's see if we can injure everybody. Okay.
Else
yeah, no, you gotta.
I did. I changed that.
If anyone needs advice on how to clean your games, I highly recommend GameSack's video. Very very good information. In
we'll tell you exactly how to clean your stupid games.
How to clean your stupid games.
All right, we're gonna do this, okay?
Yeah.
I didn't mean for him to hand it off. Okay, let's do it.
I'll be this guy right here.
How does How to Clean Your Stupid Games only have 46,000 views?
You want to try again?
Yeah, we're going to try it with you now.
Okay. I'm like right on the goal line, though.
That's fine. You just go way back, okay? And let me come to you. Or come towards me. No, that's if we get
well,
that far.
You have to change your guy there for you.
Okay, but just okay.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Call timeout. Do it.
Fake field goal.
Okay.
Why am I field goal on second down?
28. Hang on here.
Where's that guy right there?
Here we go. Oh, come on. But at least we did get to hear the siren, you know? That's all that really matters.
3rd and 48.
Sorry. Let's see if we can do it one more time.
Okay.
Hang on, you're still awake. You're still awake, I said. Well, you're still in.
It's fourth and 62.
Let's see if we can make it happen this time.
Okay. If it doesn't happen, it gets turned over again.
That's fine. We're going to keep on doing it until we get... I need to see some innocent people get hit by the... Here we go.
I'm trying to do it. Dove the other way.
It's okay. We're gonna see if we can get me
Tough Bronco.
Tough Bronco.
Yeah. See how long the live stream is. This is longer than usually going, huh?
Oh, come on.
That had to be. That was like perfect.
It's okay. We'll keep on doing it though.
You don't care about football.
You're like one of those guys who loves hockey for the fights. Watching a bit of How to Clean Your Stupid Games. I love how he just like goes into these like hand slam fits on the desk.
Okay, we're gonna do it.
Sandpaper is fantastic for this.
Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Let's try it again. Who was it that was like number 14 at this time?
Number 14? Oh, it's a.
Yeah. All right, your turn.
First down.
Sorry, chat. We can't actually play like a serious game of football.
28.
Here you go. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on. One more time. I just really want the ambulance to come out and run over people. At least we got to see it. At least we got to hear it.
Haven't you recorded footage of it happening before? Or maybe you just linked me to a video.
Yeah, there's a video of it. I don't understand, like, I hit you and you fell down and then you got right back up. Super high impact. That's the arcade football game, right? Go. That's gotta be it. That's gotta be it. Come on.
I think it's random.
It's not. I remember there was a specific point in time where we were able to get injured every time.
Yeah. Huh?
Mario sports games? Yeah, I like Mario games. I haven't played the most recent ones.
Yeah, I haven't played any in a really long time.
It's probably not going to injure you because, like, that's your backup quarterback already. You think? You probably injure, like, another player, but maybe not them. I don't know, do they go as deep as two backup quarterbacks in there?
GameCube games getting disc rot? That's not something I've ever heard.
Yeah,
about.
is that a big thing now? I don't know.
I don't know.
I picture Maddie's like this.
I mean, you know, it's possible your GameCube laser could be bad. Someone was telling me that he's run into a lot of situations where if he would read a disc that the GameCube wouldn't, maybe because it has a stronger laser. I don't know anything about that. Someone else is saying GC Games game disc rot is a real thing. Disc rot is not an issue I have personally run into on any system, period. But it would just surprise me to hear about on something so relatively recent as the GameCube.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty recent.
Whoops. I'm going to try and salvage this game for myself. Just saying.
Maybe Lauderdale says he can hold up a copy of Twin Snakes to the light and see the pits.
Really? You should go do that right now with yours.
Oh no, I'm afraid.
It's just Twin Snakes.
probably a Fire Emblem got Discrot. That'd be a disaster.
That's an expensive, like, two of the most expensive games on the system.
Really. Is Twin Snakes expensive?
Yeah, I think it's like $100.
Is it really? Wow.
The Fire Emblem, Fire Emblem is definitely like $100, if not more.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I was giving it to you.
No,
I don't know about
it.
Huh? I was just talking to Adam.
Oh. Well, maybe I should take a good look at my Fire Emblem.
Yeah, you're gonna. Now you're nervous. Like, Twin Snakes is just Twin Snakes, but Fire Emblem, huh? I'm giving it to you.
I don't even know what you look for. Like, I think it's almost impossible to see anything.
I guess you're gonna have to play through it again to really tell.
Yeah, who knows?
When was the last time you played through it?
Oh, I mean, when it came out. I mean, it looks fine to me.
Is it, you think it's the best one?
It is a candidate for the best one.
Why? Are you trying to, like, lose the game?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't be able to make it that far.
Are you stealing my seat, Sam?
You're gonna win now. Congratulations, I gave it to you. It's okay. I think the chat is like used to seeing me lose at this point. If you use an LED flashlight, you can spot micro holes.
I mean, you know, I've certainly heard that you know discs should be kept in neutral temperature controlled environments and kept in in the dark in their cases.
How much time do I got? I got a minute 10. Mm-hmm. I still got some time. Don't worry about small holes or scratches.
I mean, the only game I have that I've had an issue with is Mega Man X Command Mission, which does not play on my GameCube, but will, just from brief testing, plays on my GameCube.
Get ya.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got it.
Whoops, sudden hit C.
Seconds left. Score a touchdown.
I don't know, you don't.
Thank you. stop the clock, Corey.
Here we go. This is it. Oh, come on. Oh. I'm giving it to you.
As time expires.
I know. There it is.
Just a handstand every time.
That was it.
Who won?
Adam won. Ooh. 20 to 30. That's it. Scored 20 points in the last quarter there. Well, any last minute questions for the night?
I'll give you a minus 10 hazard right over me.
That'll be wrap it up. I don't know what we're going to play next week.
Something.
Yeah, it's gonna be your turn next week, so we'll see. See what there is. Midnight Resistance. Should've played that. Play us out with Madden 93. I don't have Madden 93. I only have Madden 92. It's only Madden that matters. It's a good camera for recording off a CRT. The Lumix G7, you should see if it has a synchro scan. Feature on that camera. If it does, you can use that to sync your shutter with your with a CRT refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Only Metal Gear Solid 2 was like Substance. I think is the only one that was ported to the Xbox.
Yeah, but maybe they mean. The Xbox 360 HD collection.
That's true. Yeah, this music is definitely very similar to Road Rash. EA games, they just have such a specific sound to them. Yeah, hopefully Retro Tank episode at some point midweek, I'm guessing.
Yep.
That's
probably,
that's
probably
dream.
Wednesday or Thursday, I hope.
Yeah. And yeah. That is then we're off to New York early next week. And then come back and hopefully have an episode shortly after that, I'm hoping. But at that point, you know, it's like we're in the September, and this is our last trip for the year. So we're really gonna buckle down and
yeah. I mean, unless we decide to do something smaller, but I mean, it's the last like major thing.
Yes. Yeah. I am for one, am looking forward to some work time for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I hope so.
I am. I'm most excited about that. Anyways, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thanks for beating
me. See you at the same place next year, probably.
Yeah, probably. All right.
From now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.